you have the Holy Spirit working in you, you have a mighty power that cannot be overtaken. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and guest Billy Brim as they continue this week's teaching, Operating in the Power of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We are hearing from Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks about the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, following the Holy Spirit. There's no limits when you walk with God.
No.
When you follow the Spirit of God. And the more you do it, the more you and I follow the Spirit of God, the more blessing comes into our lives. Because He always leads us toward blessing.
Into all truth.
Into all
and
the
blessing.
Truth. That's right.
And goodness of God.
I've enjoyed following Him.
Yes.
I remember when I didn't know to follow Him. You don't want to go there.
Try to figure it out on your own head.
Ooh, oh, no.
Brother. Especially now. In these
days.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
so
right.
Praise God, we've got the one that wrote the book, and He can interpret it to us.
We have Him
see where we
are.
To us. We don't have to be like Jesus said the nations were in perplexity of all the things that are happening. We've got the guide inside.
Amen.
And it's of utmost importance that you absolutely be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues every day.
Yes, yes.
And listening to what God says to you so that He can warn you if a flood is going to rise overnight.
That's right.
And you're not able to get out of your house. He'll come and wake you up, but you have to be attuned to Him.
You have to be listening.
You have to be listening to Him. Bless the Lord. And I was going to go into this in more detail, but I'm going to just touch it lightly right here. It's called about consecration. And this is from Kenneth E. Hagin, and this is in his book, God Following God's Plan for Your Life. And I thought it was very interesting when he said this. He talked about Jesus praying the prayer of consecration in the garden. He prayed over and over, let this cup pass from me if it possibly can. But then he said, nevertheless, your will be done.
That's right.
So that is the prayer of consecration. And Brother Hagin points out that this is not a prayer that you pray one time like the prayer of faith, something you see in the Word that's yours and you believe you receive and then you thank God. No, he said, this is something you're going to pray the rest of your life, every day. Mm-hmm. And he said, there seems to be a lack of deep consecration to do God's will among some Christians today. Recently, I was thinking about the difference between my experiences in full gospel circles 50 years ago. That would be the 1940s. When he wrote this, it was the 90s. As I compared full gospel believers then and now, I realized there wasn't nearly as much sickness among Spirit-filled Christians 50 years ago as there is today. I remembered the great manifestations of the Holy Spirit we used to experience in all of our meetings. The move of the Holy Ghost was much greater and in more consistent demonstration back then than it is today. As I was thinking about this, the Spirit of God said to my spirit, yes, and the consecration of my people was greater too. Let that soak in. Whether we choose to consecrate ourselves to obey God or choose not to obey God, it affects every other area of our lives as well. I'm thoroughly convinced of the truth of what the Lord said to me. The consecration of believers was much deeper 50 years ago than it is today. Believers' appreciation and reverence for the things of God and the move of the Spirit was much deeper too. And as a result, God honored that depth of consecration and reverence by giving His people great manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Believers today need greater consecration and dedication to God. In the churches I pastored in the 40s, we used to gather around the altar and pray at the end of nearly every service. We sang the old hymn, Is Your All on the Altar of Sacrifice Laid? We don't sing hymns like that much anymore, but many people today need to heed the message of some of those old scriptural hymns. It seems to me that many believers are willing to lay some things on the altar, but not all. But God's plan for our lives is hindered, and many of His blessings are withheld because they haven't totally consecrated themselves to God's will instead of their own. Ministers need to teach about consecration so people's heart will be stirred to surrender everything to God and to consecrate themselves wholly to follow God's plan for their lives. Consider your own consecration to the Lord. Consider whether or not you are able to say from your heart, Lord, I'll do whatever you ask me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll stay where you want me to go. Stay. No matter where you lead, I'll carry the good news of Jesus to others. You need to be willing to do anything God wants you to do. You need to commit yourself to obey God and to His will for the rest of your life. Since I was first born again at 16, I've understood the importance of total consecration to the Lord. I've been a Christian more than half a century. Of course, there's much more by the time He left. And I'm still praying the same prayer of consecration I prayed 50 years ago. I'm still praying, Lord, I'll go where You want me to go. If You want me to go to Africa, I'll go. If You want me to stay where I am, I'll stay. I'll do what You want me to do. Powerful, and then he talks about the time when he in his own life had to lay things on the altar. I got that off the internet, the words of that old song. Have you longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase? Have you earnestly, fervently prayed? But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control. You can only be blessed and at peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. The Bible speaks of us being temples of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Therefore, it says, you're not your own. 1 Corinthians 3, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And so it says to offer your body a living sacrifice. That is a given.
Right.
They were in that upper room. They were cleansed. Don't go out and let the world defile you. They'd
That's
been
right.
born of the Spirit. Now Jesus, then there was a day appointed that would come the outpouring, but you stay there, you're clean. And then those clean vessels received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And then they moved out in power. I am very disturbed about a lack of holiness and separation in the body of Christ. You are not living a separated holy life to get you into heaven. You're going to heaven by the grace of God. But you're going to walk in power if you will maintain a holy life and keep your all on the altar. Then the gifts of the Holy Spirit will operate in power in you, just like they did in the book of Acts. And like Brother Hagin said, he saw in those early day believers, those 40s and 50s believers, the miracles. You have to qualify for that. And you can't just live every old way you want to. You can't just sit down in front of movies that absolutely are terrible and should and are pornography. You can't sit in front of films. You can't tell dirty jokes. You have to read the Word in Ephesians. Let your communication be clear, your tongue be clean. Then you can move in the power of the Spirit. And that's what it's for us to manifest God to the world. Why don't we manifest more of God to the world? Because we don't live that way. We don't live the separated, consecrated lives. Every single one of them that moved in power and miracles, I was going to read you some of them. We'll have to wait till next time. Moving in that kind of power, you're going to have a consecrated and dedicated life. Bless the Lord. Now, when the Holy Ghost came on them, He brought with them gifts because it's His job to take that temple that we are and to make it a habitation of God and change us from glory to glory to glory to glory, one degree of God to the next until we're out of here. And we're like Him, changed to the image of God.
Hallelujah.
He's a Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has gifts for the bride.
Amen.
And Paul, writing in the book of 1 Corinthians, when he came to us and he brought us gifts. And Paul is going to explain those gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Now, concerning spirituals is what it says, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. The Greek literally means concerning things pertaining of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit. In other words, spiritual matters. The word gifts is not right there in that, but then he goes on down and calls them these other things gifts. Now, concerning things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And then he begins to speak to them about you used to be Gentiles and you spoke by dumb idols, but now you're going to speak by the Spirit of God. And verse 3, I give you to understand no man speaking by the Spirit, speaking by the Spirit, speaking by the Holy Ghost. Calleth Jesus a curse, no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Holy Spirit that gives them. There are diversities of administration, but it's the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which works all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit, the manifestation, out where you can see it, Holy Ghost manifested, men can see it. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Donald G. said, and he was a great Pentecostal expert on these matters, he wrote, "Our meetings are supposed to be marked with a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, which is a profit to all of us. Meetings are like the workshop of the Holy Ghost."
Yeah.
And he can move down. We are the temples individually. And individually, you can have your prayer life tongue and pray at home. Bless the Lord. We'll talk about the difference between prayer life tongues and the gift of tongues.
Yeah, that's good.
And but these are gifts that are to manifest in our meetings primarily. And then they can manifest out in the marketplace. They can manifest in your own life. But here they are, the nine gifts of the Spirit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. That's a little word of the plan of God. And to another is given by the word, by the Spirit, the word of knowledge. The word of wisdom has to do with things future. The word of knowledge has to do with God's knowledge in the earth now or in the past.
Present.
And he'll give you just a word of it. And it can come by speaking. It can come to your mind. The Lord can show you things. To another, by this faith. This is special faith. Not the faith that every one of us have, which grows by going into the Word of God and our faith grows. This is a special faith. This is the kind of a faith, this is a power gift, and it's the kind of a faith that drops in you maybe to raise the dead. It's the faith you don't walk around with every day. It's the gift of faith. These are the gifts right here. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. There are people who are especially gifted at times with the gifts of healings. To another, the working of miracles. Oh, hallelujah, what a great manifestation of the Holy Ghost. To another, prophecy. That is an inspired utterance in a known tongue. English would be for me. Spanish it would be for someone who's a native born in Mexico City. To another, discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is seeing into the spirit realm. It's not suspicion. It's not the gift of suspicion. Well, I discern this about that brother. That's not it. It is seeing. Discerning here means seeing. There's another realm where angels are. They're in this room right now. They're in where you ever you are. There are angels there. And if he opens your eyes and you have this gift, you can see them.
That's right.
If he gives it to you. Now, nobody has these walking around with these gifts, but he gives them as he wills.
That's right.
To another, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Divers kinds of tongues and interpretation. The other things operated in the Old Testament by the Holy Ghost. But in this one, only in the new creation realities, this dispensation, do we have tongues and interpretation. Now, the tongues, this diverse kinds of tongues, there's different kinds of tongues. Sometimes when I speak in tongues, it changes. Well, it might sound Oriental. Another time might sound African. Another time might sound whatever God wants. And interpretation of tongues is the meaning of that. So when you have this gift of tongues, you need an interpretation. The gift
the
of
meetings.
Tongues in the meetings. Now, all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. This is at the as the Spirit wills, not as you will, as the Spirit wills. These are the gifts, the nine manifestations of the gifts of tongues. Now, therefore ministry, primarily for ministry. Let's go on down and look at verse 28. Jesus gave ministry gifts, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. Those are in the book of Ephesians, and they're the ministry, fivefold ministry. Now here, it's going to talk about the fivefold ministry. It's going to talk about ministry gifts. Verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? The answer is no. Are all prophets? The answer is no. Are all teachers? The answer is no. Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? Anybody can lay hands on the sick and expect them to recover, but not all have this gifts of healings. Do all speak with tongues? Well, like the others, the answer is no. do all interpret. Well, then why did Paul say over in chapter 14, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all? And why does he say, I would that you all spoke with tongues? Verse 5 of chapter 14, I would that you all spoke with tongues. Well, how could that be we all speak with tongues, Paul, if all of us don't have this gift of tongues? There's a difference.
That's right.
This kind of tongues in chapter 14 that he's talking about in the first, second verse is another kind of tongues. Let's look at it, chapter 14. They're both tongues, but they're different usages. Chapter 14 and verse 2, 1 Corinthians 14, 2, he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Now here, this person is speaking not to men, but to God. And in the spirit, in unknown tongues, he's speaking the mysteries of God. God's plans are called his mysteries. What is this? Speaking to God. Well, this is prayer life tongues. Look down at chapter 14, verse 14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, tongues, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, tongues, and I will sing with the understanding. So you see, here you're praying. Your prayer life tongues is you speaking to God. The gift of tongues is God speaking to man.
That's right.
That's when a man has a message from God and then an interpreter has to speak. So the easiest way to remember it is prayer life tongues to God. All can do that. Every believer. Some use the excuse of that one scripture that everybody. No, it's for everyone. But that gift of tongues, that comes to the ministry and it's by God.
Yeah.
I want to give you a couple of examples of that working, that gift of tongues. One of them was Jim Caseman and I, we were given a chore by God to go to the Soviet Union back in Soviet Union days when we were running from the KGB. And I'm telling you, we had adventures in God. And our first trip over there, we did a month's meetings. The Lord had sent us. It was a long supernatural story. I'm not going to tell you the whole thing about it. But the Lord had spoken to some Finns who lived right on the border of Russia and told them they were in the gifts of the Spirit, tongues and interpretation, that there was a message that would save their nation. They were afraid of the Soviet Union. They called it the faith message. It was in America to go get it and bring it back. So they came and got us. And they got Jim Caseman and me. And we were over there and we were in Finland. We were going to head on into Russia. That was our first trip. And they brought us to a town named Tampere in Finland. And it was the town that was close, really close to the Russian border, Soviet Russian border. And we were told this is the most communist city in all of Russia. Well, I'll tell you, I was kind of scared. And all of Finland, the most communist city in all of Finland. And so we went, and there they were, all this big crowd of people. And Jim Caseman and I are up on that platform. And Berith Hananen, you know her, she's going to interpret for us. So we're just crack out of the box greeting the people. And suddenly Jim starts speaking in tongues, gives a message. I'd never known of Jim to give a message in tongues before. I thought, what is Jim doing? I'm going to have to interpret this message, and then I'm going to have to interpret in English, and Barrett's going to have to translate it. Well, he just goes there, and he goes in tongues, and I don't get the interpretation. Lord, Lord, give me the interpretation. Where's the interpretation? Didn't come. I knew Barrett can't interpret. That she'd never been used in that. A Finnish lady gets up out of the seats, walks to the front. Barrett knows her. She stands there, and she interprets in Finnish. I don't know what was said. Jim didn't know. When she's through, she hits him with her elbow, jabs him. And he had the little horn-rimmed glasses. I'm telling you, his eyes filled him up. And he gives another tongue. And she interprets it in Finnish. And then she jabs him again. And he gives another tongue. She's interpreting. Eyes fill up. She interprets in Finnish. Quiet. Suddenly I get a message in tongues. What am I doing getting a message in tongues? I give it out because it's a real strong anointing. I give it out. Comes out of me in tongues. Tongues I never spoke before. Another language. I'm speaking that out, and it ends. No, it didn't end. I said, what am I doing? I'm speaking with tongues. I'm going to have to interpret in tongues. Or if she interprets, I won't know what's said. And then Barrett's going to have to translate, and it's going to take a long time.
It's a good
time.
Thing you weren't in control.
I know. I said, I'll switch to English. I'll switch to English. Then I gave a prophecy. Then the little woman starts speaking again. Barrett interprets in English to us, me and Jim. And the little woman said, before you switched over to speak English, you were speaking perfect Russian. Everyone here understood what you said. You repeated in Russian.
Wow.
What? And we all know you did not speak Russian nor understand it. You repeated exactly in perfect Russian what the interpretation was of this man's tongue. And here is what the interpretation was. These people are messengers sent from God to you. Hear what they say. Do what they tell you to
wow.
do.
So you were speaking.
I was speaking perfect Russian.
Until you got in your head.
Until I got in my head when I was going out of my spirit by the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
And I wouldn't have stood up there and told them, I'm sent from God. Listen to everything I say. Do everything. And they knew that I didn't know what I said. It was in Russian. We had a landslide. They came crawling to the altar. It was a sign to the unbelievers.
Wow.
It was a sign to them. We were brought there with a faith message. It was a sign to them. Bless the Lord. And God got it done in spite of me.
Yes.
But that is an example of what this gift of tongues, how important it is. And we need it operating in our churches. And tomorrow we're going to show you some great operation of this gift through the good ones. And you're going to see tongues and interpretation yeah. operate because you need it in your church. Call your pastor and tell him to watch.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yes.
Wow. See what we miss when we don't follow the Spirit and what we get when we do?
Yes, right.
Supernatural. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Conference in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 11th through 13th, 2010. Meetings will be held at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You are invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March, 2011, at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention the 4th through 9th of July, 2011, at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join with fellow believers and immerse yourself in the truth of God's Word. For more information, go to kcm.org. Health, peace, and prosperity are promised to every believer. Yet finding your path to your purpose can be a mysterious journey of trial and error. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit and praying through life's challenges, you can get the right answers every time. But how do you hear from the Holy Spirit to follow Him? What is the process of praying through a challenge? And what does speaking in tongues have to do with all this anyway? The Gifts of the Spirit package provides answers with these dynamic resources. Gifts of the Spirit, a classic series of six CDs by Kenneth Copeland that unlocks the mysteries surrounding these gifts. The books, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, the Legacy Edition, and Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, both written by Kenneth Hagin, combined with a tribute to spiritual excellence. The Life and Ministry of Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, the story of the revolutionary ministry that operated in the gift of tongues. The Gifts of the Spirit package equips you to tap into the power to make your vision a reality. Order the Gifts of the Spirit package today at a special 40% savings, just $42 for all four products. The CD teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, the story of J.R. Goodwin, and two books by Kenneth E. Hagin. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Gifts of the Spirit package online at kcm.org or by calling 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit us at kcm.org.
We have a dynamite package for you about the gifts of the Spirit, a dunamis, hallelujah, power. And it's about Reverend and Mrs. Goodman. You're
going to
see them mm-hmm. tomorrow in action in the gifts of the Spirit, tongues beyond the upper room, Brother Hagin. and the Spirit, how you can be led by the Spirit of God. This is so important. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. We have to be at the right place at the right time in order for total safety in our lives.
It's life-saving these days.
Yeah. And then the gifts of the Spirit. That's Brother Copeland about the gifts of the Spirit. Get yours today. You know, go forward. You don't want to just, this isn't, things are not going to get any easier or more comfortable between now and the time the Lord comes. We need power. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be listening.
Amen.
And you can have the Spirit of God. And Billy is going to pray for you right now to receive the Holy Spirit. You want to come to her meeting. When is that meeting,
Billy? That meeting begins officially October 28th. We have prayers from all over the world that gather in Branson,
and
thousands
of them.
It's a supernatural meeting.
Yes,
it's a prayer meeting.
The gifts of the Spirit are
We need to work together for our world.
That's
our
right.
world needs us to pray together, and they come from everywhere to pray. And it begins officially in the morning on the 28th, but if you want to come the 27th on Wednesday, we'll begin to pray that night. We're just having a prayer meeting that night. And bless the Lord, we'll be glad to have you come.
Is everything at Prayer Mountain?
No, it's at the Hilton.
At the Hilton.
At the Hilton. And if you go on prayermountain.org or billybrim.org, you can see how to register. It doesn't cost you anything to register, but we need to have you registered. And everything's right there in the hotel until Monday, and we'll all be out at Prayer Mountain in a big tent meeting.
That's October the 28th through November the 1st. Now, this is a group of people. This is not your average group. It's not even the norm at a believer's convention. These are praying people.
Yes.
And all of our people at the convention are praying people, but these people, they flow.
Oh, man.
They go, they're trained. They know. And so it's a powerful meeting. Hallelujah.
I'm looking for the gifts of the Spirit to operate this year.
The gifts of the Spirit
and the,
will be
and the prophet through Brother Copeland and whoever.
It's a different type meeting than a teaching meeting.
Yes, it is.
And power, God Himself will be manifest. So I want to encourage you to come. I'm going.
Bless
Ken
the Lord.
Are going. So we'll see you again tomorrow. And remember that
Jesus
is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You know, there are such things as the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, whatever you need, even in an emergency,
yes.
the power
oh, yes.
of God can come quickly to deliver you. Mm-hmm.